Chapter 4. 3 years pass. Bertie dies. He is asleep. He will not wake up. Everyone is very sad. I lie next to him. I wait for him to wake up. I lie there for 2 hours. The father picks up Bertie. He carries him outside. He digs a hole in the ground. He puts Bertie in it. "Goodbye, old friend," the father says. He buries Bertie in the hole. He puts a flower on top of the grave. "Goodbye, Bertie," I say. "I am glad he is dead," Queenie says. I growl at her. I chase her around the house. "Bad dog," the mother says. She takes me outside. Queenie laughs at me from the window. Bertie is right. Queenie is a nasty cat. I walk around outside. I guard the house. It is very late. I fall asleep. I wake up because I hear voices. "They will all be asleep. We can break the window. We can steal the television. We can run away. They will never catch us," a man says. There are two men. They are wearing black clothes. They sneak up to the house. I follow them. They don't see me. One of them has a baseball bat. He is going to break the window with it. I bite his arm. He screams. I bark very loudly. The father opens the window. He sees the burglars. "Call the police," he shouts. The mother calls the police. I bark at the burglars. They are scared. They drop the bat. They try to run away. I will not let them. I can hear the police cars. The sirens are very loud. They come to the house. The police see the burglars. "Ah, we are looking for these two. They steal lots of things from many people," the police say. They take the burglars away. They take the baseball bat. "Good boy, Goldie," the father says. He pats my head. He takes me inside. He gives me treats. "You are just like Bertie," he says. He cries. I lick his hand. He misses Bertie. I miss him too.